Please, obviously, get back-to-back wins. Disappointed we didn't keep a clean sheet, and I think we can play better than that. But if I look back, it'd be interesting to see the highlights. I think we created a hell of a lot of chances. Probably could have killed the game off earlier. But I thought for a 15-20 minute spell when we got our goals, I thought we were very, very good. We looked a threat, caused them problems, whether it be from set pieces or from open play. And just disappointed with the goal at the end, because I think we deserved a clean sheet out of it. We did start well, and as I say, we had that 15 minute spell, and then when we got a second goal, we kind of took our foot off the gas, and that kind of became our undoing, just because I felt we set off a bit, and I think we probably thought the job was done. But I won't be too harsh on the boys. We've had a long trip Saturday up to Chester. It was all new to us, and it was a long day, and we got a good result up there, so maybe that affected them slightly. But all in all, again, delighted to get the 3 points. I think it's a good start to the season. To just have that one defeat, obviously, I'm pleased with that. And if you'd have said to me at the start of the season, would I be happy with the points return at the moment going into the Tranmere game, I'd be very happy, yeah.
Just can't underestimate how hard it is to get back-to-back wins in a league as good as it is.
It's a very, very tough league. And you don't have to look at, I know Daisy, I think, has put a good side together here, him and Dan, but you don't have to look at it when they've got the likes of Midsons, the Barnards, the players. There's a lot of players there that have got that league experience, and we haven't got that. So we've got lads that we've plucked, the likes of Ben Greenhouse, the Dan Sweeney's, the Paxmans, all this, and they're learning all the time. And as long as they keep doing that, then we're fine and we'll be okay.